As the meetings in Phnom Penh drew to a close, Cambodia's foreign minister, who's chair of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, acknowledged the difficulties that lay ahead.
We know that every year we have our set of challenges to address, but I have to say that never before, not like this year, have we been confronted with so many perils at the same time.
Tensions over the war in Ukraine and U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan have overshadowed events here.
The divide between the U.S. and its allies on one hand and China and Russia on the other appears to have deepened. China and Russia's top diplomats walked out of the East Asia summit when the Japanese foreign minister was speaking, reportedly in protest against Japan's criticism of Beijing's military exercises around Taiwan.
U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said there was no justification for China's actions.
These provocative actions are a significant escalation. We've seen how Beijing has attempted to change the status quo on Taiwan for some time. For example, more than doubling the number of aircraft flown over the center line that separates China and Taiwan over the past 2 years, pursuing economic coercion, political interference, and cyber attacks against Taiwan. Now, they've taken dangerous acts to a new level. The United States has conveyed to the PRC consistently and repeatedly that we do not seek and will not provoke a crisis.
It's unlikely China will back down. Its foreign minister has criticized the U.S. and defended Beijing's actions.
Pelosi's visit has seriously impacted China's sovereignty, seriously interfered in our international affairs, violated the promise U.S. had made with China, and seriously harmed the Taiwan Strait's relations. So it is only natural that Chinese side must show our strong opposition.
ASEAN foreign ministers had warned on Thursday the risk of miscalculations in the Taiwan Strait could lead to confrontation among major powers. In Cambodia, there's been no signs that the meeting of the last 2 days have helped ease tensions. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera, Phnom Penh.